Well, first of all, moms need to know that school districts have a lot of flexibility that your question didn't address, and I think it's important for me to point that out. There are a number of menus that are available to schools, and they get to choose from those menus, and some menus have varying degrees of protein levels, so that you need to make sure that your school district understands that they got options, and they need to think about those options. Secondly, oftentimes those options at the school level, because they're faced with reduced budgets and difficult budgets, they oftentimes are making decisions based on what they can actually fit within a budget. It's one of the reasons why we promoted and provided the first increase, non-inflationary increase in school lunch reimbursement to schools in 30 years as part of this effort, because we realized, hey, this may be a bit more expensive. Let's provide some help and assistance. The third thing is, there's a changing focus of this school lunch program. When it started in 1946, it started because policymakers were concerned our kids weren't getting enough calories. They were concerned that there wouldn't be enough people to defend the country if we were attacked. And understanding the sensitivity of Pearl Harbor and so forth, you can understand that thought process. So we basically created, minimum levels of calories, and it was about consumption. And we did a pretty good job of that, frankly, over the last 60 years. Maybe too good a job. So now we're faced with admirals and generals coming up to us and saying, hey, we got a shrinking pool of kids qualified physically and otherwise to be in the military. Can you do something about that? So we went to the Institute of Medicine. They came back with a set of recommendations, and one recommendation was, instead of minimum calories, maybe we should be focused on a maximum calorie kind of concept, and that's incorporated in that rule. So greater flexibility, understanding that the school programs are not designed to be all that youngsters have access to. We recognize what kids are eating at home. We know that moms and dads are making good decisions at home. We want to supplement and complement those. And I think at the end of the day, this combined with moms and dads doing what they do best will provide our youngsters with a balanced set of meals with adequate amount of protein for their brain development and for their physical strength, but at the same time dealing with the fact we've got a third of our kids at risk of being obese or in fact obese. And as the First Lady says, it's not just calories in, it's also calories out. Maybe school districts ought to be also looking at restoring recess and some way of getting physical education back in the curriculum and all of those things. We all have work to do. But I think what's happening in the country is there's a slow transition, as there was in the 1940s. And I think we're getting to understand the balance. We're seeing that also throughout the world as rising middle classes expand in places like China. China last year was our number one trading partner, in large part because of what they were purchasing on the protein side. So I would expect that to continue.